Stranger danger, stranger danger. This is not a test. I repeat, this is not a test. You better run!
Hey guys.
Hi guys.
You've reached us for Stranger Danger episode
37.
I'm Justine. That's my name.
I'm Brittany.
I'm Scott.
And I have to do all the introing this episode because Brittany sounds like shit.
Yeah, we're recording this right after episode 72. And I'm still sick.
Yeah, because that was about 2 minutes ago.
Yep.
All right, guys. Like I said, it's Stranger Danger episode. So these are your stories about Stranger Danger situations. And if you stick until the very end with us, I'm going to tell you how you yourself can send your story and then have it read here on this very amazing podcast.
Yes.
Amazing.
Amazing. We are going to have Scott read a couple of your stories today because
Brittany's voice is fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, my throat is killing me.
So, if you're one of the lucky listeners that have your story read by Scott, then
I apologize ahead of time.
All right, go ahead, Brittany.
All right. First story that we have is from our lovely Molly. Mm-hmm. She is on the tier of where you get your Stranger Danger story bumped up.
Yes, on Patreon. Not just like a tier that's floating around in the world.
Yeah,
a Patreon tier.
A Patreon tier where you get your story, your Stranger Danger story bumped up.
So you are at the top of the episode, girl.
Yeah. Okay, here's Molly's Stranger Danger.
Hit me, tube sock.
She said, Stranger Danger, three strikes offender.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's returning for another Stranger Danger story. Enjoy. That's okay. What Molly says. Okay. Ready for a story?
Uh-huh.
Got it. Okay, so this is about my mom, and it happened when we moved here from Mexico, like, in 1985. We lived in downtown LA at the time, but my mom used to go to work all the way to Pomona on the bus.
Oh, shit.
By car, it takes about 45 minutes, so you can imagine how much longer on the freaking bus. She used to get up early to leave the house about 4:30 a.m. to catch the bus at 6.
Damn.
The walk to the bus stop was about a 45-minute walk, I believe, 45-minute walk to and from the house, I guess. There's a little typo in there. But it was a pretty long walk, mm-hmm. right? Needless to say, it was still dark as fuck when she left home, and it was dark as fuck when she came back home.
Jeez, that's dedication right there.
Yeah. Especially family. During certain times of the year where it doesn't get light until, like, 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Being a person of habit, she would do this every day, not ever changing her route. One of those days, as she was walking home about 8 p.m. or so, a white pickup truck started following her. She walked faster, and the truck sped up, catcalling her. She slowed down, and he slowed down. She crossed the street. He would change lanes. She started panicking and started running, hiding in between cars that were parked on the street. He kept following her. She was getting close to home, and being a smart motherfucking woman, instead of going home, she went inside the supermarket around the corner from the house. He parked the car and followed her inside.
Jeez.
My mom hid in between the aisles and finally went behind the meat counter and knelt down. She saw him walk around the store like an animal hunting for his prey. She remembers his long hair and pissed off face looking all over the store. It must have been about 10 minutes of him looking, and he left very upset.
Why do I feel like this supermarket is abandoned?
Clearly not.
My mom heard a car pull out and figured it was him and slowly approached the door. She checked her surroundings and noticed he was gone and ran through the parking lot to finally get home. My grandpa was outside and asked her what was wrong, and she shared her ordeal. Being an old-school Mexican, he got a machete from the yard.
Machete.
From the yard and was on his way to look for him. My mom calmed him down and told him he was gone. Needless to say, ever since that day, my grandpa walked her to and from the bus stop every day until she was able to purchase the car. Someone in the family thought it was Richard Ramirez because that was the time he was doing his damage in L.A.
Oh, shit.
But we'll never know. Thank you for all you do. Love you guys. And maybe next time I'm in Vegas, we can meet up for drinks. Love ya.
Duh.
Dang.
Yes.
Her grandpa was about to give that dude the Danny Trejo treatment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
I love the fact that the grandpa started walking his daughter to and from the bus stop.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Smart.
Realize the danger out there. Especially at that time, everyone was still very like, oh, the world is nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still dark outside?
Yeah. It was like, Molly's mom is fucking brave as hell to be walking.
45 minutes walking is long.
Yeah.
She's also a badass for doing that whole commute.
Yeah. And smart, because she didn't go straight home. She knew somebody was following her and went into the supermarket where everybody was at.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of leading her fucking stalker to her house, to her front door. So way to go, Molly's mom, and I'm glad she's okay.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Round of applause, round of applause. All right, thank you, Molly, for 3 stories. We'll be expecting 4. Okay. All right, next up we have a story from Anonymous. Anonymous.
Hey, Anonymous sends in so many stories, dude.
Huh?
Anonymous sends in so many stories.
This one is subject, restaurant weirdo. Hi, ladies, love the podcast and really appreciate you making the space for us to share our stories. I've often been embarrassed by some of the stranger dangers in my life. I've also felt alone in my uncomfortable interactions with strangers, as if I were the only one in the world experiencing catcalls, weird AIM chat rooms, and the plethora of other odd and dangerous things that occur in this thing we call life. Thank you for making me feel like a wee. She said, that's adapted from No Means Awesome quote from Sense8, which I highly recommend on Netflix. Anybody watch Sense8 here?
Sense8?
Sense8.
No.
Mm-mm. All right. Well, I'll be honest, I'm never going to watch that.
I'll probably watch it. I've been seeing it.
Sense8?
Yeah. Sense and then the number 8.
It has like a really colorful...
Yeah. Is this like an alien show? What is this show? I need more information before I can decide if I'm going to watch or not. Okay. I'll watch it, but I won't pay attention.
Oh, my God. That's how every show is for you. You put it on, but you either never finish it or you just don't pay attention to it.
Yeah. Can't do it, you know?
Or both.
Huh? I was talking to Crystal yesterday on Snapchat, and she was like, oh, I'm trying to finish The Staircase. And I was like, oh, I'm still trying to start it. All right. So here we go.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the first of many stranger dangers. Oh. I recently moved back to the States and was living and working in the same town where I had attended college. Charlie. Sorry, guys. Just want to apologize. Charlie keeps going in and out of the doggy door. I don't know what he's doing.
Pooping.
There's no controlling him.
Peeing. Okay.
I was still figuring out how to balance a full-time job with having a life, so I decided to look into a meal planning business in town.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag not HelloFresh. Just kidding. I figured that it was a great idea to spend about how much I would spend on groceries of prepared healthy foods. That's actually very smart thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I walked into the restaurant and immediately the owner started talking to me. He convinced me about the best items on the menu and I went on to order various items. We chatted about where he was from, where I was from, and other casual conversation. Nothing struck me as abnormal. He was a new restaurant owner and wanted to make a sale. And people in this town are usually chatty. After I had placed my order and was about to leave, he asked for my phone number. But under the guise of using it for business purposes of communication of new menu items, when my food would be ready, etc. I didn't think that was too strange given how much of our personal information is used for nearly everything these days. However, I should have known something was up because I kept noticing his female colleague trying to make eye contact with me as a way to warn me about whatever was about to go down. I should have taken the cues. And so a few days pass, and I go to pick up my food without much conversation with this owner. Time passes, and I don't receive any weird messages from the restaurant owner, so I figure he was absolutely just going to use my number for professional purposes. I lived in this fantasy world for a few more weeks until I get a message from him asking me out.
Damn, he waited a long-ass time.
I turned him down, telling him that I had a boyfriend, which was accurate. He said okay, and I don't hear from him for a while.
Okay, by the way, we now serve spaghetti.
Oh, why? Wrong number. Just wanted to tell you that there's a new Caesar salad on the menu. At that point, I had decided to never go back into his store, although the food was delicious because I did not want any awkward or creepy interactions. Fast forward a few weeks and I get another text from him asking me to go out. I said no.
Bruh, didn't she just tell you that she had a boyfriend?
Yep.
No means no.
Not try harder, okay? Again, at this point, I blocked him and even refused to walk near the area where his restaurant is located. I did some investigating and found some reviews of the restaurant that did cite predatory behavior from this guy. I thought about reporting the behavior or sharing it somehow, but felt uncomfortable and disempowered to share something that is so common. I was glad that someone else had the strength to reveal his creepy behavior. I eventually decided that I couldn't let some random creepy guy get in the way of enjoying myself in the town where I live, so I now feel more comfortable walking past the complex where his restaurant is located. But the restaurant now seems to have odd hours, and I never see anyone going in there. Hashtag karma.
If you're trying to open up a new restaurant, 100%,
that's what I said.
90% of new restaurants fail. And you know why? Because you got the owner being a fucking creep.
Oh my
90% God. Of restaurant owners are creeps. Just kidding. Obviously not. All the restaurant owners would be like, what the fuck?
Hey, my chef was a little creepy.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you for sharing my story, and stay tuned for more. There's a lot of creeps out there. Yeah, you right, girl.
There really are.
You ain't
creeps
lying.
Creeps everywhere.
Everywhere, man. Yeah. What are you doing? What are you doing? Do you want to own a business, or do you want to hit on girls? Like, make a choice.
Definitely choose the right time to hit on girls. Right after they finish eating and they want to leave is not the right time.
No. And especially to say, like, oh, give me your, I don't know. It's just, oh, we do give up too much personal information all the time. And then that fool had her address because she was delivering food to her house.
Yeah. Ooh. Creepy.
This is why you go with a big giant company.
Here's a big red flag. If you want to know whether you're being a creep or not, if you have to lie about the reason why you want somebody's phone number, big red flag.
Yeah.
Because if they do get a text from you, they're not going to be expecting you to hit on them.
No.
And when that comes, they'll be like, "What the fuck? Fuck this guy."
Yeah. It's
simple as that.
Just, you know, pick a lane. When you're at work, be at work. Don't try to... don't wait, like, 10... What are you doing?
Why was
he waiting for so long? Thought he went through all the other phone numbers he had, and he was like, oh, let me try this one.
Yeah.
Really need a date tonight. So lonely. Get out of here.
So dumb. When a girl says, like, oh, sorry, I have a boyfriend, so sorry, you know. I don't want to go out with you or whatever.
Even if that's a lie, like, oh, she doesn't want to go out with me so much that she made up a fake boyfriend.
She's not interested in you, bro.
Oh, my God.
She's not that.
2 weeks later, still got a boyfriend?
How about now?
Thank you for your story.
Yes, thank you, Anonymous.
Okay, Scott.
My turn?
Yeah.
Go. You have Ellie.
Ellie.
She used the form.
Hey, Ellie.
Hi.
This is from Ellie.
Okay. Nope.
This is from Ellie.
I'll just bleep out the last name.
Okay.
Born on. This is her address.
You got her social too?
And her phone number is.
Yeah. Are you the owner of the delivery service?
Yeah, I was giving advice, like first-hand advice, because I had to learn my lesson the hard way. Subject is, I don't know what would have happened when he came back. So she goes, okay, this happened in 2000. I wasn't confident and I wasn't smart. I went AWOL from my Navy training to follow a guy who left me after he graduated. We were going to be together forever. Eye roll. Gag. Anyway, I was walking to a Greyhound station to get a ticket from Florida to Missouri. I met quite a few possible strangers who could have put me in danger on this one excursion.
I like occursion. That's cool.
Just making up words. But the one who really could have turned out bad was this one. This man could have possibly been a pimp. He offered me a ride, money, and a ride to a motel.
What?
What?
Definitely a pimp.
Yeah.
I went with him, and he gave me money for a room. He said he would be back. He had to take care of some business. That's most definitely a pimp.
Whoa. Weird.
I went into the room, showered, and got on my swimsuit to hang by the pool. As I lay by the pool, the thought occurred to me, what's going to happen when he gets back? I got dressed, packed up my stuff, and started to walk right back to the Greyhound station. I don't know what could have happened to me. No one knew I had left the Navy base. I told my mom years later. She got super mad at me and because anything could have happened and she wouldn't have known. Lesson, don't go to motels with people you don't know. Love you.
That's love a pretty you, solid lesson.
Scott. Yeah.
Keep good. Up the good work and remember there's a lot of desert out there.
Hell yeah. There's a lot
of desert out there.
There is indeed.
Oh, hello, Charlie.
Charlie, you're being very disruptive.
I feel like when we're younger, we make like dumb decisions like that.
Oh, so dumb. We're so dumb.
Yeah, some of the decisions I made, like, dude, that was so sketch. What was I doing?
Yeah.
Good thing she left before he got back.
Yeah.
Jeez. But man. I don't think I would have left with that fool anyway.
Yeah. I gotta go take care of... I gotta go murder somebody. I'll be right back.
Oh, shit. Damn. When I come back, I'm gonna need you to alibi me.
Say I was here.
So weird.
Thank you, Ellie, for your story.
Yes, thank you, Ellie.
Hey, what did I say? Being a girl, sketch city.
It really dude, is.
Can't do nothing.
Nope.
Did I ever tell you guys about the time that I went to Chipotle? Just kidding. I tell the story all the time.
I was going to say, which time? Oh, man, I want geez. Chipotle now.
Chipotle's my life.
Can we get Chipotle on the way home?
You're going to have fajitas for dinner, you freak.
I'll eat
Chipotle and then fajitas later on.
No. Well, oh my God.
Mexican food doesn't get old.
For such a skinny man.
Dude, he eats
you like, sure eat a lot.
He eats like a fucking monster, dude. Like, he will constantly eat.
Remember last week when he came over and he had a big old plate of food and like an hour later it was like, I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
What?
I don't understand.
I eat a bowl of Chipotle and I burn it off by the time I leave the door.
I don't know where it all
fuck
goes.
Fuck you.
His just head. Down the toilet?
His fat-ass head. Okay.
Yeah, definitely goes in my head.
Yours, Dean.
Mine? Okay. Yeah. All right. Next up, we have a story from Kate.
Yay.
Kate also used my form. So did anonymous. Okay, here we go. Subject, sunny weather brings out the crazies. Yeah, you right.
It does.
Hey, guys. Literally the day I started listening to your podcast, I witnessed one of the creepiest things I've seen. It must be fate.
Oh, dang.
I agree.
It so, must be fate, Kate.
Oh, gross. Don't do that again. Okay. So I live in Scotland. Ooh. Hey.
Hey. You have my favorite accent. Well done.
Oh, man, you should have sent it in audio.
Just to make Brittany and Scott very, very happy. Okay. And we've had some beautiful weather recently. Very unusual. My friend and I headed to a local park for a picnic and a dip in the river. We can't find a spot on the banks because it's so busy and decided to settle at a bench about 100 yards from the river. We can see a guy reading down by the water, but otherwise it's fairly quiet. There are families playing nearby, some cyclists, etc. Overall, a nice sunny day in the park. Birds are singing, bees are buzzing, and there are disgustingly happy couples being adorable everywhere.
Is it a Disney movie?
I feel you, girl. I noticed a guy on a bike had stopped and was watching the guy who was reading by the river. As I watched, he slowly and very deliberately raised his hand up as if he is holding a sniper rifle.
What?
Takes aim and pretends to shoot reading guy.
What?
Who is totally oblivious.
Weird.
Bike guy does the blood splatter action out the side of his head, looks around, sees me, and then cycles off.
What the fuck?
What? I'm so creeped out, and my friend and I keep an eye on bike guy as he cycles around the park, and after about 10 minutes, he circles back to reading guy again. He pretends to shoot reading guy again.
What the fuck?
And then cycles up to him and starts speaking to him. We can't hear what's being said, but they chat for a few minutes and bike guy cycles off.
Good thing he wasn't here. That's like definitely a school shooter.
My friend and I are preparing to leave and I decide to tell reading guy about bike guy because it's the weirdest and most sinister thing I've ever seen. And years of true crime podcasts have enforced the better safe than sorry mentality in me.
Yep.
If you see something, say something.
Yep. Reading guy is American and really cute and tells me bike guy had seemed a bit out of it, but had said he just wanted to climb the tree beside him. He gathered
climb
his...
the tree?
What the fuck, dude?
I almost spit out my water.
He gathered his stuff and headed off, pretty shaken, and tells me I probably saved his life. I reassured him that bike guy is probably just a harmless nutter, but thank God for the UK's gun laws because holy crap, I would not want that guy to be able to hold but I would not want the guy to be able to get a hold of a gun.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just as we're leaving the park, Bike Guy returns to where Reading Guy was sitting and stops immediately when he sees he's gone. He hangs around the area for a while, muttering to himself and inspecting the chalk drawings the kids have done on the path. I did call the police later because the park we were in is notorious for dodgy dealings and there are fairly regular reports of assaults there after dark.
Jeez.
But there you go. That's my most recent stranger danger, by far the creepiest that I've experienced. I'm sad I didn't chat to Reading Guy more. It would have been a great meet-cute story to tell people. But for some reason, he didn't seem too keen to hang around.
If you're going to do some creepy shit, why would you just broadcast it? I'm just going to telegraph exactly what I'm, how I'm planning to kill this guy.
So weird.
That is super weird.
I wouldn't even know what to think. Like, somebody came up and was like, yeah, this guy was making weird shooting actions towards you while you weren't looking.
Sorry. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
I for sure thought at the end of the story that Kate would have gotten the Reading Guy's number.
I know. And then they would have got married and had lots of babies.
Yeah.
I feel like that should be a movie, no? She saves his life. Now he saves her.
It's like a movie poster. I told her that the whole time I was reading this story that all I heard was the witch song from Wizard of Oz. She's riding her bike.
Now I just imagine it like in all fast motion, like some old Benny Hill sketch.
Oh, man. What the hell is wrong with people?
I don't know. And then the whole tree part. What the fuck?
Yeah. Well, and, like, do you need his permission? Right? I'll come right back. I'm going to climb the tree next to you, okay? Just FYI. FYI, I'm a tree climber, okay? This is just what I'm going to do with my day.
You want to see?
I'm really good at climbing trees.
Do you want to climb up here with me? Just asking. So weird.
It reminds me of that part in the first Transformers when he goes to see, what's her name, Megan Fox?
Mm.
And she's asking why he's there. He's like, oh, I was just going to climb this tree.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't know what to say.
So dumb. Oh, so man.
Too bad he went loon.
Was it Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like at the park?
Oh, at the park.
Yeah. Turns out he just really likes climbing trees.
Riding bikes. Yeah, but that's so awesome that you went and you told him. Because I feel like a lot of people would have just been like, well, that's weird.
Especially when he seemed bummed away, after he found out that he was gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So weird.
That's super weird.
Well,
thanks, Kate, for your story. Job well done, Kate.
Round of applause.
It's a good deed for a decade.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Save this man's life.
Okay, next story is from Paige.
Hey, Paige.
Paige, use the form.
That's right, Paige.
Subject. Creepy old man.
Oh, great. I love creepy old men.
Okay, ready?
90% of creepy old men, or old men are creepy.
Yeah, I feel like this is true. Okay, ready? Hey, ladies. I love listening to the Stranger Danger episodes, and the more I listen, I realize that I actually have one myself. It might not sound that weird, but it surely creeped me out. This was back when I was 16 or 17, and I was working at an arcade / go-kart place. I was working outside alone at the cash register that was just for purchasing go-kart tickets or any outdoor attraction. Anyways, this old man probably about 55 or 60 years old, came up.
This old man of mine. Oh, this is not a country song?
I mean, if you want to keep singing, go for it.
That was the only part I knew.
Okay. Anyways, this old man came up with either his kids or his grandkids to get tickets. I think the best way to describe what happened is to just leave the conversation below. So she did what she said and what he said. Okay.
Ooh, okay. Wait, should we do it?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me pull it up.
Okay.
Who am I playing?
You are going to do... Oh, I'll do him.
I feel like Justine should do the old man since she's the closest to being an old man.
You ain't wrong, bitch. Okay. Be the old man because you sound like a man.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I'm now Paige.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Wow, you are so beautiful.
Thanks. What can I get y'all today? Oh, and then I'm going to get them tickets for whatever they bought. Mm-hmm. And give them the receipt, because I'm responsible. As Paige, not myself. Okay. Okay, you're all set. Would you like a copy of your receipt?
Can you write your number down on it? What? Do you have a boyfriend or something?
Yeah, I do have a boyfriend.
So what, we can't be friends? Fuck off.
That's not what Paige said. That's what I said.
Well, I was like, damn, nice.
Okay, so the story continues, right? Okay, it says, so at that point, I dropped my fake customer smile and handed him the receipt with the tickets. Normally, if someone said something like this to me, I would just think they were being weird, but he gave me a really bad vibe. Throughout the day, he kept coming back to the window for split seconds, so I had one of the boys at work stay in there with me. When I got off of work and was leaving, he was parked two cars away, and when I passed his car, he honked multiple times and was yelling for me.
What? Ugh.
Needless to say, I ran into my car and booked it out of there. I've never been as uncomfortable in my life, and I'm not sure what it was about this guy that made me that scared, but I'm glad I didn't stick around to find out. That's all for my stranger danger. Love you guys.
Thanks, Paige.
Thanks, Paige.
Thank you for giving us an opportunity to pull out IADC Masterclass acting. Appreciate it.
I think we got a 10 out of 10 on that. Yeah, it's like, okay.
Stop.
If you're with your kids or grandkids, whatever the case, why are you hitting on a young teenager, like a teenager?
And don't mistake customer service in friendliness for I want to go home with you later friendliness.
And don't get all defensive when she declines. She's like, what, do you have a boyfriend?
It's like, no, I'm fucking 16 or 17, you know, I'm 16, 17 years old. You're old.
This is illegal.
It is, actually. And it's like, why are you...
She should have told him, sir, you tried to commit a crime with a minor, a.k.a. me.
It's like, you're supposed to be spending time with your grandkids or your kids or whatever, but you're over here hitting on a teenage girl in front of your kids.
Right. Way to be, grandkids. Like, way to be a role model, guy.
Gross. That's so gross. Oh, my God. I don't know why he... I don't get it, man.
And then waits for her after... Gross.
Yeah, did he have the kids in the back seat? Like, hold on, kids. We're going to go get McDonald's as soon as Paige comes outside.
You boys like statutory, right?
Jeez. Keep it in your pants, Grandpa.
Gross.
So gross.
All right. Thank you, Paige, for your story.
Thank you.
Sorry, that guy was a sicko. If I could have punched him in the forehead.
If we could have threw a rock at his forehead.
Could have thrown.
We are about that rock justice, you know? All right. Next up, we have a story from Maria.
Maria, Maria. Dang, my singing sucks right now.
That was really good. All right. Subject is Walmart Sugar Daddies.
Oh.
Hey, guys. Yeah. It's me again.
I feel like that's a redundancy. Or not a redundancy. That's an oxymoron. Sugar Daddy and Walmart?
Yeah, you're right. Okay, Marisa. Who is Marisa? Oh, my God. Okay.
Marisa.
Sorry, Maria. Okay. Marisa.
Oh, my God.
Marisa said.
All right. Maria says, also, I love when you guys sing the West Side Story song. It makes my day.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, these stories involve guys that literally seem to be my dad's age. Hence the title of Sugar Daddies. There have been at least three older dudes hitting on me at work. Also, keep in mind, I am 20 years old, but most of the time, people think I'm underage. And these dudes always make sure to ask my age first, which I think is weird to give...
If you gotta ask their age first before you hit on them...
Bail out, bro.
Yeah, she's too young for you, bro.
So I think it's weird to give. So my answer to that question is always, why do you want to know? That's not what she said at all.
Make your shit up now, Justine.
To me, that's already a weird ass question and always puts up a red flag. These guys always come up as regular customers asking where items are or just starting a really basic conversation, which I don't mind. I'm okay with helping and casually talking to people.
Possibly come after that question? That's good.
How old are you?
I would like to buy you some cigarettes. How old are you? I would like to buy you some... It's all bad.
That's so true.
So all of a sudden, it'll just change, and they start asking me personal questions, and if I could go out with them. It's just weird. The first time this happened to me, I didn't know many people at work because I'm really shy, and it's hard to open up to people. This guy came up to me asking for an item. He made some joke that I very fakely laughed about. Not sure what else we talked about, but that's a conversation that changed to weird questions. He would come to the store every weekend for like 2 months looking for me. Every time he would come up to me and try to talk to me, I would tell him I'm busy and walk away. And if I couldn't walk off because I needed to finish something, I would ignore him. But he always kept trying to talk to me. It was one day that I was working on something and I couldn't walk away from what she was doing, that he said something weird. I have hair on my arms, and he says, "Wow, you have hairy arms. That's so cute." That's so cute.
What the fuck kind of pickup line is?
This dude reaches out and tries stroking my arm.
Stop. Like, pet her? Stop. Fucking stop, dude.
This man's game is on point.
Dude. If you're a predator. Okay. I immediately backed away and proceeded to run to the restroom and had a panic attack. No joke. I wanted to go home and shave my arms. I was so disgusted by the way he said it, and he wanted to touch me after that I never saw him. And if I did, I would just leave. The other guy was more recent. I was working on some boxes, and he came up asking about applications and how the job was there. I told him everything in a nice manner. As I worked on my boxes, he was really nice, but the thing that came up as a red flag was that he mentioned he had barely moved here, and he had no friends, and wanted me to be his friend.
That's not serial killer-y.
That's not really how that works.
Would you like to be my friend?
Yeah. So weird. He said it just like that, Scott.
That's how it works in kindergarten, okay?
Yeah.
Well, not like, after that.
Yeah.
I didn't give him an answer because it was odd. When I finished my boxes, I was about to leave to throw them away. I think he sensed that too because this is when he asked me out to dinner and for my phone number. That's not friendly. That's a date. He also talked about how he was so happy to find me and he was thanking God because he got to meet me on that day. It was a miracle, he said, and I instantly grimaced and put my resting bitch face on as he was saying this and looked at him blankly. I mean, if a guy ever tells you it was a miracle today that I met you,
I'd be like, shut the fuck like, up.
What? I would laugh. What?
Did it hurt when you fell from heaven?
I know he noticed my mood changed. He immediately apologized and mentioned how he still wanted to take me out. And then if I went out with him, it would all be private and no one would find out.
What?
Ew.
What does that even mean?
The police will never know.
Oh, and he was sorry if he ever offended me. At this point, I was pissed, and I walked away to throw away my boxes. Still haven't seen him since. And since then, I've asked a friend of mine who I've known since high school and works with me to be my fake boyfriend so he can help me with creeps like this. And he's tall, AF, so he looks intimidating. Hi. It helps a lot. This is all for today. I hope you guys didn't mind it being so long. I'm sorry there was still some built-in anger from these. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, that's a good plan. Getting your
a fake boyfriend.
Yeah, fake boyfriend.
Yeah, that's the way to do it, man.
To help you out in these type of situations.
It just sucks that you have to do that.
You have to do that. Yeah. I feel like men need to work on picking up hints.
Yeah.
And social cues.
Like, no, I would not like. Or, like, when you say no, just be like, oh, okay, she said no.
Yeah, and, go and then away. That's it. Go away. Don't try to pursue anything more.
Or, like, when your ex-high school boyfriend calls you from prison and you tell him don't call you anymore, and then he calls you every day after that.
Hashtag Justine's problems.
Like, I was going to say, you really outlined that like you knew it.
This is Justine's life. Oh man, see, that's so weird, like that one guy was like, oh, you have hairy arms, that's cute, and then went to go like stroke her arm.
Yeah,
did you even plan that out in your head and think like what bad can happen from this? This is bulletproof. Gross. This is 100% gonna work. You have hairy arms, I'd like to pet them.
Yeah, like What is that, bro?
Oh, my God. You know what would be the best is if you did shave your arms. And that day, you hadn't shaved for a while, and then he went out to stroke your arm, and you had some stubble.
Bro, like I do right now.
Like, you got, like, Brillo pads on your arms.
Hell, yeah.
That would have been fucking hilarious.
Dude, my stubbly arms are my weapon.
Can you imagine? Ooh, stubbly.
stuff.
Oh, you just cut my hand.
Fuck out of here.
I like it.
So weird. Creepy, dude.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
man. I'm sorry, Maria.
Yeah, sorry that happened. That all happened to you, Maria.
Yeah, what do you do though? Because you're like, that sucks when you work customer service and you gotta kiss everyone's ass all the time.
Dude, it's the worst. I've never had like people like hating on me, obviously, but
yeah.
Like you'd be, get people come in and they just know they can be a dick and you can't say anything mm-hmm. back. So you just have to be really passive aggressive in order to convey yeah,
get
the,
your point across.
Convey to them, fuck you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had this one guy come in one time when one of the new iPhones came out, and we sold out like immediately, mm-hmm. obviously because it's an iPhone. And he comes in, and he goes, "Do you have any of the new iPhone whatevers?" I was like, "Nah, we sold out." And he goes, "You don't have any iPhones?" "No, we sold out. They're pretty popular." "You don't have any iPhones?" I don't know. I don't know what language I got to say it in.
Yeah,
bro.
I should be like, "No" is a pretty universal word. So
yeah, "no" is like "no" in multiple different languages. And then eventually he asked for the manager because we didn't have any iPhones. Like, what is he gonna do for you? He's gonna pull one out of his fucking ass?
Oh, he thought he had that private stash in the back.
Yeah, like we're holding out on him specifically. Fuck this guy in particular.
Dude, I worked at a JCPenney, and these little girls. I was working in laundry, and these girls, they're teenagers, and they were like, had a set of pots, and they're like, "We won't need to return this." I'm like, "It needs to go up to home. Like, I can't return it here. I don't know what the fuck comes in that pot set. I don't work at home."
Uh-huh.
And they're like, "No, we don't. We can return it here." And I'm like, "No, policy is that you need to return it from the department that it came from." And they're like, "Well, my mom used to work here, and that wasn't the rule." I was like, "Well, I work here now, and the rule is that you need to take it up to home."
Mm-hmm.
And one of the girls was like, "Oh, okay, fine." And she's walking away, and she's like, "What a bitch." And I was like, "You have a great day." And I was like, "This little twat, you better not be in the parking lot when I get off." Show you where those pots go. The fuck?
Speaking of hairy arms, from the story, dude, I was so, like, ashamed of my hairy arms when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I would wear sweaters, like, very, very light sweaters, but uh-huh. sweaters nonetheless. And I would wear them even during summer, so nobody at school would make fun of me.
See your hairy arms.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. Because, like, my brother, he's hairy as well. And in school, all the kids would call him, like, Wolverine.
Aww.
And make fun of
him. That's not really an insult, though. Like, Wolverine's pretty
bad. Or, like, yeah. like a wolf or whatever they would say. I'm not too sure. But they would make fun of his hairy arms.
Yeah. I just, I never liked my hairy arms either. And I just shaved them. And then I got in trouble for it.
How old were
you? In trouble for shaving your arms?
Yeah. I was probably 13. 14.
You got in trouble for that?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Dude, my mom was like, "You cannot shave above the knee."
Really?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah. And then I was like, "Fuck you. I got hairy ass thighs too."
I think I was asking my mom all the time, "When can I shave my arms? When can I shave my arms?" And then I don't know how old I was. I think I was younger than 13
mm-hmm.
when she was like, "Okay, I'm gonna," and she obviously helped me and like monitored yeah. me, make sure I didn't, you know, cut myself. But yeah, she's like, "Here you go, you can shave your arms." Like, tight, thanks.
Yeah, and if you're ashamed of your hair, if your parents, if your kids are ashamed of their hair, just let them get rid of it. Like,
shit like that.
Shouldn't be a battle.
During their developmental years, to be bullied because of hairy arms can have yeah. a long lasting effect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And me and Brittany are still upset about it.
Dude, I shave my arms all the time.
Except
for right now. Right now, they're like.
Now, as adults, we don't want to fucking shave it all ever. So.
Yeah.
You know, goes weeks
different
on
seasons
end.
Of life.
You should see my legs, man. My legs are hairy AF.
Furry as shit.
Even, you
puts
know,
me to shame.
I mean, yeah. He ain't lying about that, dog. Okay. Right. Thank you, Maria, for your
Thank
story.
Thank you for your story. All right, Scotty, you're up.
Alrighty. This one is from Chesney.
Hey, Chesney.
I love that name.
Again, use the form. I do like that
yeah.
name.
Yeah.
Subject is Lighthearted SD.
Straight nice.
Hey, y'all.
Perfect.
Anytime I read that, that's how it has to be read.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. First, I'd like to say I found your podcast during my planning period. I'm a teacher, and I spent the whole hour laughing out loud in my empty classroom. You both say everything.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to cough.
I feel like Brittany gave her germs to both of us.
I'm sorry, guys.
You both say everything I am thinking, And I love that you give zero fucks. She put Fs, but
okay. There you go.
I filled it out for you. I love that you both give zero Fs about what you say. I also think it is great that you are bringing attention to these cases. I'm not a woman of minority, but as a true crime lover, I believe everyone deserves a voice. Quick info on me.
Preach.
I apparently have a come talk to me about anything kind of face because because the following story is just one of many that I have. That's like the opposite of a resting bitch face. Please say things to me. If I'm in public, I would really like people to leave me alone, but inevitably, I end up helping... end up helping some old lady in the store reach something in the freezer section. After school, one nice spring day, I decided to walk to my son's daycare to pick him up. So stroller with me and my headphones in, I started off on the short walk. About two blocks in, I noticed a van ahead of me slow down at the intersection, then stop. First, I thought the person was lost. I am from a small town in Kansas, and we're notorious for helping everyone. Well, I was half right. An old man proceeds to tell me, I'm taking my wife's clothes to the Salvation Army Goodwill type place we have in town, but I saw that you were a young woman and decided to ask if you would like any of these clothes. My first thought was, oh, hell no. I'm not getting near your bags of clothes. Where did those clothes come from?
Whose clothes
were these? besides the fact that this guy is in his late 60s, early 70s, unless he snagged at like 25 to 30 year old wife, I'm not going to want these clothes. I didn't even think about that. Like, what does he have in there?
That's a bunch of boo-boos.
Yeah.
Hey, I'd wear those.
Can't really... just see what's taken.
Yeah, right.
Just be like, oh, let me see.
You got pajamas in there?
Are those PJs from the 20s? I'm really glad I had on sunglasses because I'm sure my face would have given him my best F-off face. But I politely answered, oh, no thank you. Except he wouldn't give in. He started edging his car with me as I tried to make my exit saying, are you sure? They're really nice sweaters and it saved me a trip. Sweaters? It's spring. I don't need sweaters. Finally, I said, no, sir. I don't need any clothes and I'm going to get my child. I can't take them even if I wanted them. The store is just right down the road. Really wanting to say, dude, I don't want your sweaters.
I don't want your smelly ass sweaters.
They all smell like musk.
Like mothballs.
I just imagine mothballs. It's like, smells like my grandma's house. Pass. Hard pass. He finally left, which I know is anticlimactic, but drove by me later on when I finally had my son. I've never seen him again, which is weird because people don't really leave this town I'm in. Kind of wonder if he offed his wife and is trying to get rid of evidence. No shit. Like, oh yeah, I'll take all your sweaters. They're all stained in blood. Gross.
Or it's just the wife's body parts
inside the trash bag. Oh yeah,
she's still wearing the sweaters.
Every single sweater he put on her body.
Got really morbid. Sorry, it wasn't the best story. As I said, I live in Kansas, so unless you live in one of the cities, nothing really happens. Fun fact, I live in a small town that Terry Nichols and briefly Timothy McVeigh, OKC bombing, lived in. The house is still here, and I immediately made my other teacher friends take me by it.
I would too.
I do know a KBI agent. KBI? You know what that is?
Kansas
Bureau of
Investigator?
Oh, yeah. I do know a KBI agent who told me to stay away from a particular truck stop about 30 minutes from my home. Eek.
Ooh.
I also have a friend who worked for a human trafficking company out of D.C. if you want any of those stories.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, I'll stop. I love your podcast, and as creepy as it sounds, I want to be y'all's friends. You don't have to read my email if you don't want to. I can send you another one from someone else. Well, no, send them in. We'll read them all.
Yeah. I want to hear a human trafficking story.
Me too.
Hell yeah. I'm
just throwing that out there.
That shit's like, that is like the worst crime.
Yeah, it's so weird that it happens here, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like, we don't talk about it.
Well, I'm off to buy a whistle for all my friends.
Aww.
P.S. Went to Las Vegas when I was 21. Asked someone if we could walk from the Strip to Fremont. LOL. So glad we talked to a local. Otherwise, my mother and I would probably be dead.
Hell yeah.
I remember when I read that and I was like, thank God that you fucking asked somebody. Asked a local. Like,
you would still be walking.
Yeah.
And I was like, not only that, I was like, bro, it gets dark.
It is sketchy over there.
Especially if you think about it. Say you started mid-strip. Say you started around Mirage. You have to walk past Circus and the Stratosphere.
Ain't doing it. Nope.
Guaranteed you ain't making out alive.
I don't even want to go to Circus in the damn daytime.
Let alone the fact that Fremont itself is sketch.
No. Yep. You gotta true. Even be careful about Fremont. Dang. Oh, dang. That's so funny. Fucking weird, dude. Weird old dude. Whoop.
Sorry. Didn't mean to do that.
Ow. Yeah, for sure his wife's body parts were in those bags. And she was wearing every single piece of her own clothing.
Yeah, and then he just divided her body part. Like, there was just, like, a bag with her arm and, like, a lot of sleeves. You know? And, like, her torso and a lot of t-shirts. I don't know.
That's, like, those challenges. Charles. Those challenges on the YouTube videos, Justine, where mm-hmm. they're like, let me put on 100 layers of nail polish.
Oh, yeah. Let me put on all your clothes and get rid of your body. That's so weird.
Stretch out all my clothes, because why not?
That's so fucking weird.
That's super creepy.
How sad. His wife probably died, and he was like...
Yeah, he's right. Getting
rid of her, like, trying to move on and get rid of her stuff, you know?
Yeah, and we're making
And we're him. Talking shit about him.
Accusing him of brutally... Murdering his wife and putting her in trash bags.
Well, sorry, sir. He's definitely not one of our audience members, so that's fine.
All these old men, dude.
All right. Thank you
for your story.
Yes. All right. Are we ready?
Yes.
Next up, we have a story from Callie. Don't ask me to rub your head.
What?
Starting off strong.
Her message starts, "Hi, ladies. It's me, Callie W. 1217. That was that.
Her review.
Yeah, her iTunes.
The one where I overcomplicated
it. Yeah, where you went way too hard. Way too hard. Okay. Hey. So a few months ago, I was at my best... Nope, that's not what she said. It was my best friend's birthday.
Why do you put in some extra shit?
I don't know. It's my gap story. It's for you guys. It's fine. We went out to a retro club called Funky Town with her Ooh. Mom, two of her aunts, and her cousin. This place is for all ages and attracts all sorts of people. And this night accumulated in two separate but equally weird Stranger Danger moments. This is a disco-themed oldies club, so there were lit cages you can dance in. Me and my friend and her cousins were dancing in this cage when a group of three guys who were probably in their 20s came in to join us.
So they came into the cage with her?
Yeah.
Gross.
The cage is about a 3x3 box, so it barely fit three of us, let alone six.
Oh my goodness.
So anyway, these guys settled up against us as we're dancing to I Love Rock and Roll and getting lost in the music, and one of them got up behind my friend and wrapped his arms around her. Then he winked at his friend as he got his cell phone out and took a selfie with her as she rolled her eyes and told him to fuck off because she has no filter and never holds back.
Get it.
Her profanities fell on deaf ears as one of his friends did the same thing to her cousin. Her cousin got a little more physical to ward off these unwanted attentions, but they didn't seem to care because, like, was her name Megera or Megera?
Megera, because they called her Meg for short.
Oh, yeah. That's the broad from Hercules mm-hmm. that Scott wanted to bone when he was eight.
Still do. Hit me up.
quote, "You know how men are. They think no means yes and get lost means take me. I'm yours." Hey! Way to go, Hercules!
Way to go, Hercules.
Way before its time.
Hercules. Okay. The only thing that got them to cut out the grope fest was to end our fun dance time in the cage. They proceeded to follow us to the dance floor until we made our way toward her mom and her aunts. Mom's for the win. Let's just say that.
Why do I feel like these guys were like the Night at the Roxbury guys?
Oh, God.
Probably.
That's the first thing I thought of when she said that.
Okay. And they're just like head.
Yeah.
Wait, this story is about to get so weird. Okay, ready? Okay. Oh, when nice. We had our fill of dancing disco through the night. What? That's not what she said at all. Oh my God. Why do I keep doing this today? Okay. We had our fill of dancing disco through the night and we were exiting the club. We got heckled by a group in a car. I couldn't see how many people were in the car, but it looked like a lot. The guy yells over at us and says that his friend's hair is dirty and he forgot a hat. So he's embarrassed to go inside the club. And we're like, okay, why would that matter to us? And then he yells across the parking lot to ask us if we will spit in our hands and rub our fingers through his friend's hair to fix his hair.
Shut the fuck up right now. What the fuck? Stop it.
I just made my way to the car and tried to ignore his question because he wasn't making any sense and his request seemed like a prank or he lost a bet or something odd like that. Well, my friend was not about to ignore the second accosting of her birthday night, and she turned around and yelled back, "Why don't you just jizz in your hand and fix his hair yourself?"
Got him.
Well, this guy didn't give up either and said, "Please? He really needs you to wet his head." Thank God her mom was there because she was ready to charge at this fool. She's a Taurus, so go figure.
Which head was he talking about?
Valid point. Needless to say, we got out of there alive and safe, but had our fill of stranger interaction for a while. Morals of the story? When a girl tells you to fuck off, it does not mean come closer. When a girl is ignoring your inane request, it does not mean please continue talking to me. Love your podcast. You literally brought me out of the doldrums at work today in a creative slump. The way you guys interact with each other reminds me of me and my friend mentioned in the story. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks. Spit on your hand and put it in my hair. What?
You know how you wash your hair.
Oh my god.
That sounds very kinky.
I feel like you should just carry dry shampoo in your purse all the time. You
could be like, guys don't carry dry shampoo in their purse. Or are you saying them?
The girls? Like a girl. And then you could just... Yeah, maybe carry mace and then just be like, oh, I got dry shampoo right here.
And
then
spray them.
Mm-hmm. But why? Is that a line? What are you doing? I don't understand.
My guess is that,
It's gotta be a bet, like she said.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's a bet and that he lost a bet.
So yeah, they're like, you have to ask this weird question. Ooh.
Like, have you guys ever seen the show Impractical Jokers?
Yeah.
Where? Yeah, that show's great.
I haven't watched it in a long time. I always see it on. I should watch it more.
Dude, I can't watch that cringe stuff. It's so hard for me to watch. I have to cover my eyes. And that is the king of cringe, that show.
What is it?
Impractical Jokers.
Sometimes I just don't listen when we're recording this podcast.
I know.
When they ask each other, go up and do like the worst one. They had another version of it. It wasn't them, but it was like some show on MTV, I want to say, and you have a piece in your ear and they're telling mm-hmm. you to do a bunch of shit, and if you get all the way through to the end, you get $1,000.
Oh, yeah. That was a different show, huh?
Yeah, but they would ask random people to do it. It wasn't like their own set of friends. It was like random people on the street be like, hey, we're going to give you this.
Was that on like MTV or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
MTV always trying to steal other people's ideas.
The whole cage situation with like the girls are just dancing trying to have a good time and then these guys come in
and start taking selfies
and winking at each other. That's disgusting.
Fuck off.
That's gross. Like you can't fit in there. Don't even try.
What are the odds that like a whole pack of dudes happen to be creeps? I guess the odds are probably pretty high. Yeah, because
they all hold each other penises and do a weird chant. Tonight I'm going to go out and touch a girl that doesn't want to be touched.
I'm just glad that our friends spoke up. Fuck off, you know.
Fuck off.
Sometimes you got to tell them to fuck off, you know.
It's like one of her friend's moms is about to whip that ass.
Mm-hmm. That's the best when you're with your mom and she gets real angry.
Mm-hmm.
Moms don't give a fuck. They've seen some shit. Not at all.
They're like, you could be their 40-year-old child and they're still going to go into mama bear mode. Yeah. Like, the fuck you said? Oh, dang. Turns like a gangster, you know?
Thank you so much for your story.
Yes, thank you.
It was Callie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much for your story, Callie. All right. Next story is, we have another one from Paige.
Oh, what, Paige? You got double dips. I don't know. Brilliant. I got to double and I couldn't nailed go the any landing. I couldn't go any further.
Subject. Scary lift ride.
Oh no.
Man, these lift rides. It's like endless font of stories.
Oh man. Okay. Oh. God damn it. Hey! Get in here. There will be none of that.
Who are you gonna fight?
They're very tough. Look at them, how big they are. Okay, good.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, all. I submitted a stranger danger just recently and remember the most horrible experience I've ever had.
Oh, shit.
So, to make some extra money, I started driving for Lyft. I was downtown in my city one night, and I picked up this man that was probably in his mid-30s from a bar.
Oh, she's the Lyft driver.
Problem number one is he went straight for the front seat. Which, being a girl, is not fun.
Yeah.
The very first words out of his mouth were, wow, you're so beautiful.
Oh, great. Here we go. Who would have thought that hearing you're beautiful is, like, annoying, you know?
Yeah. And I just had to awkwardly thank him. But we all know the only reason why he said that is because I'm a girl. LOL.
On a good, and you're beautiful. How
on
dare
a,
you?
On a good day, I'm a solid 5'6". Anyways.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, this man would not shut the fuck up the entire ride, which was 45 minutes.
Oh, no. Like, good money, horrible situation.
Yep.
Okay.
He told me all about his ex and their relationship and why they broke up. And your girl was working for some tips, so I was trying to be nice and respond with some commentary. He was getting so into his stories that he would give me a play-by-play with his conversations as well. The entire time he kept telling me how pretty I was and how lucky my then fiance is. It was making me so uncomfortable just because of how frequently he said it. So he's talking all about his ex and all of this stuff, and he, as casually as possible, said, "So yeah, I'm a practicing witch."
You're a warlock?
Y'all wizard, Harry.
Oh, man. I would just be like, all right, fuck the tip. It's roast session time.
Okay. What? Now, don't get me wrong. I don't judge anyone at all when it comes to sharing it. With your Lyft driver, that's not the way. And all I said back was, so, like, what does that mean?
You got a spell book?
And he explained how he puts curses on people.
Oh, my God.
And has taken a life before.
No! No shit.
This was not my first Lyft ride with a creepy man, but I for damn sure thought I was going to die. He requested that we stop by a gas station before I take him to his apartment.
Yeah, stop by Shell. I think I need to pick up some Eye of Newt.
So I did. And yes, I know I should have left his ass there, but I was so scared I didn't know what to do. We pull up to the store and he gets out and asks if I need anything, and I simply reply with a no thank you, I'm good. He dead ass looked me in the eyes for a solid ass minute and said, I wish you'd go bad.
What?
Huh? Who the fuck are you?
I wish you'd go bad.
Yeah.
Like, like the black side, the dark side?
Yeah, I think so.
Interesting.
Okay. Like, practice witchcraft with him. Oh. You know, maybe that's what he meant.
Just need like a seance buddy.
Yeah. So he gets back in and we're off to his apartment. Once we get into the complex, I ask him for directions to the correct building. I said, do I need to go straight? And this fucker said, yeah, but I wish you'd go by. B-I. I wish you'd go by.
Bisexual.
Yes.
Does he already have a female that he's interested in? What is happening?
What
is happening?
And
sorry. Some weird wizard words that we don't know?
It's so stupid. Okay. And then I dropped him off and booked it home. I was literally shaking. It was so scary, uncomfortable. And he kept saying he would put curses on people, so I kept trying to be nice. But damn it, it was so hard. Needless to say, I don't drive anymore. Sorry it was so long, but I hope you guys enjoyed.
Wow.
That has got to be the weirdest one I've ever heard.
It's the weirdest story. Probably one of the weirdest stories I've ever heard. Like, and then I emailed her back because I was like, oh, was that a typo? Did he ask you if you want to go bad twice? Or did he literally ask you
if you wanted to go by?
Go bad first and then he wished you'd go by second. She's like, nope, that's exactly what he said. Like, that's fucking,
oh my God.
So random.
What happens in people's lives? You know, that they're like, I'm going to be a warlock and I'm also going to insist that my Lyft drivers be bisexual.
Like, what? And wish they'd go bad.
What a weird set of parameters.
It's so weird.
I'm not a witch, so I don't understand.
I want to know what he looks like.
I feel like he looks like Professor Snape.
Probably.
Like long, greasy hair. Greasy black hair.
Yeah.
Big nose. He's wearing robes for some reason.
Black robes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, how weird.
And he's carrying some book with like weird languages.
He gets in and he's like, which house are you? Gryffindor, I guess? I can't do this. I need to call another Lyft. Slytherins only.
Oh my god.
Thank you for your story, Paige.
Yes, thank you.
We're sorry that you had to endure that 45 minute
hell ride.
Hell
ride. Haunted hell ride.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. All right, guys, last story today is from Cookie. Me and Cookie are in a long-distance pen pal relationship because every time Cookie sends a story, I get it.
You happen to get
so,
it.
So, like, we're best friends now, you know? Okay. So, this subject of this story is Bang Bus.
Bang Bus?
Bang Bus. She says...
That sounds like a title of a porn.
It is. It's a porn website.
Isn't it a porn?
Yeah.
Scott would know.
Girls, you hit me up. You need some porno knowledge.
All right. Hello, ladies and Scott. Don't get excited, Scott.
Too late.
I've written this many times trying to make it as short as possible. Sorry, it's still long. That's my girl. I was waiting for the bus to go home, and I saw a guy walking in the streets. I thought he's either drunk or mental. My spidey sense was tingling, so I kept an eye on him. He stopped at the bus stop, and I could smell the booze on him. Mm. He then walked behind me to look at the bus route, and my spidey sense is going off like there is a zombie horde behind me. That's a good sense. Then he started to talk to me. He asked these questions in this order. Where are you from? Where do you live? Do you have a husband? Have you met his parents? If you met your boyfriend's parents... He's your husband, right?
What the fuck?
Is he a nice guy or a monster that will fight me?
What?
What the?
What?
Was this the witch from the last story?
He strikes again.
I told him as many lies I could think of in Korean, then switched to English, and he switched to English too. Damn it. Dang. That sucks when you try to change your language to like throw someone off, and they're like, nah, bitch. I still got you.
Turns out they're James Bond and they just know all the languages.
And they start signing to you?
Yeah.
Okay. The bus came and I hopped on. He hopped on behind me. I kept my earbuds in listening to IADC episode 69.
Hey! 69?
And I noticed he rings the bell to get off at my stop. Damn. I let him and about 20 other people get off first, then I get off. Just so happens, he looks back and sees me, but he kept walking. I go to cross the street, and there goes my spidey sense again. I glance back using my peripherals, and there he is.
Oh, my goodness.
I ducked into a Baskin-Robbins and ordered, waiting for this dude to walk by. Nothing. What in the hell? A good 5 minutes later, I see him walk by slowly, and I wait a couple of minutes before walking out. The boost-up creeper is gone, and I am home free. Then she says... Because she sent so many horrible stories about South Korea. South Korea is actually a wonderful place, and I highly suggest it to people who want to experience a new culture and are cool enough to accept and enjoy it. Y'all bring IADC to South Korea. You can crash on my place. I'll make sure you eat delicious food every night, and it will be a great drunken time.
Dude, I want to go to South Korea so bad.
And then I said, okay, we're going to book flights. So.
Hell yeah. I think I've come around. I used to want to go to Japan really bad. I think I want to go to South Korea a lot more.
Listen, we're not limited to where we go in this life.
Oh, shit, my funds are limited.
That's true.
Listen, we're going to have to win the lotto. Damn it.
Dude, I'm down to go to South Korea. And I think she says that South Korea is not actually that bad. I think just creeps are worldwide.
Yeah. They're just
definitely
everywhere.
Definitely not a South Korean thing.
Yeah. No. If you've met his parents, then that means he's your husband, right? It's like, no.
What?
Could have just met his parents one day.
Sir, do you honestly not know the answer to that question?
Did he ask all these questions just one after another?
Yeah, no opportunity to answer.
No wait for her to answer. Just quick succession. Oh, my God.
Who is your daddy? What does he do? Is he rich like me?
Oh,
do you
want
to practice witchcraft?
Oh my god. You pulled out a spell book. Should I put a hex on you? Oh my god.
Are you bisexual?
I wish that you would be bi. So weird. The fuck? What is this episode today?
Yeah. Bunch of fucking weirdos.
Some especially
there's a bunch of weirdos out
today.
There.
So many weirdos.
Would you like to buy my sweaters?
And then I'm going to pet your arms.
Hey, we had a nice menagerie good stories.
This episode is full of just fucking like weird creepy ass shit.
please spit on my head. It's just weird, you know?
It's just fucking so weird.
Oh, my God. And then, I'm going to climb the tree. What?
Yeah, making those bang, bang motions. Oh, my I can't, God, dude.
What's happening? Anyways, all right, guys. That was all of our stories for this week's episode. Thank you to... I'm going to do it right here.
Go ahead.
Mally, Anonymous, Ellie, Kate, Paige, Maria, Chesney, Callie, Paige's second time, and Cookie for the 72nd time.
Thank you.
Just kidding. Cookie, send us more stories, girl.
Yeah, send us all the stories.
Thanks, everyone, for sending in your stories. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
If you guys would like to be featured in one of the Stranger Danger episodes, you're going to have to send us your story, okay? That's all there is to it. You can send us an audio version. I'm going to lead with that. You can send an audio version to itsaboutdamncrime@gmail.com. Or you can always head to the website, click on the Stranger Danger tab, and, you know, fill out the form. You are not required to give us your name. We can keep you anonymous. And, yeah, right? You can also send in the story to the Gmail. Again, if you're a Patreon member, like our lovely Molly, you need to let us know that you are so that we can bump your story.
Yeah, or just
send it to us on Patreon.
Yeah, send it either to way. Us through the Patreon messenger. That way we keep it organized and it doesn't get lost in the shuffle. And
I love hearing all these stories, too, because it makes me realize how normal I am. I'm so glad I didn't get a bad roll of the dice and, oh, you rolled creep.
Oh, man.
All right. Thank you, guys. Everyone, for your stories. And... I think that's it, right?
Send us more.
Yeah, send us more.
Send us all the stories.
Yeah, and we will catch you guys next week for episode 73.
Yeah.
Which case will we be doing? We don't know that yet.
No, we actually do know. We're kind of scheduled out.
Yeah, we do know, but I don't know off the top of my head.
Oh, no, I'm not going to
do that German one.
No, that's like in a couple weeks.
Lame.
Sorry.
Okay. Well...
I have no say in this. I'm a prisoner.
Hey, you can get out right now.
Okay. Love you guys.
Okay, love you guys.
Bye.
I love you.
Oh, stay safe and don't, you know, just stay safe.
Stay safe.
Somebody offers you a ride to a hotel, don't take it.
Definitely don't do that.
All right, love you, bye.
Okay, love you guys.
I said love you, byes. Well, whatever.
That works, too. Love you, byes. that warlock
for the witch,
just possessed Brittany's body.
He did.
I love buys.
Okay,
In particular.
I gotta go home.
Oh my God. Okay.
Seriously. For the third and final time.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
I love you.
Ew.
Okay.
Yeah, hang up.
Hang up.